Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, now we are back. A lot of hot button topics to talk about. Kevin Lee is sitting in, playing the part of Joe Curry.
Yeah, I love Trump. Oh.
There's so much more to Joe besides that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is.
I love Mike Pence.
Actually, I've never heard him say that.
No, he's never actually said that. But nice go at an imitation.
Impressions are not his strength. All right, let's do some school fools.
Make fun of Davin, then you'd really...
Remember when Rob tried to do
it? I did. I called him Billy Joe.
Yes, and he was not good
at it. I'm very hard to do the voice of, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're calling me on the phone, then I sound like a woman to people. I get a lot of ma'am when...
Do you?
I get a lot of ma'am.
Listen to him bragging. I get a lot of ma'am.
I just don't take pictures of him.
Sound like RuPaul on the phone.
Ring around the rosy, pop your full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fool.
Dealing with another issue of race. This time, a racist post by a Naperville Central High School student that quickly circulated among other students. Originally posted on Craigslist, the picture shows an African-American student sitting in class with the heading, Slave for Sale, Naperville.
I witnessed it on Snapchat at first, and a lot of people were sharing it, saying that it's wrong.
School administrators became aware, and they say took swift and appropriate steps to address the situation. Naperville School District 203 responded with a written statement. It reads in part, quote, "We have a responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of all students, especially those from marginalized and vulnerable student groups. Racial discrimination and hateful acts are never acceptable. The incident has outraged many, especially African American students and their parents."
This is not surprising because if they had a handle on it, these things wouldn't keep happening.
Veronica Lewis is not surprised by the racist post because she says her own son has faced discrimination by other students. Jason Johnson says he has been the victim of racial bullying at Naperville Central.
I just look at it like this. It's a part of life and you got to keep moving. But at the same time, it got to be dealt with. Like, it can't be just a slap on the wrist.
Because of student privacy laws, the school district could not say specifically how the student who posted the racist post would be disciplined. And while the Naperville Central principal addressed the situation with all students today over the public speaker, students and parents say more needs to be done.
I believe they should start talking about the real issues, how it's important that we not keep having these same situations, because in 2019, we're still dealing with this. And that's absolutely unacceptable.
And as part of the disciplinary process, Naperville Central says it follows the principles of restorative just practice, which means school administrators and social workers provide follow-up supports for the students involved. Meantime, Naperville Police is aware of the racist post, and at this time, it does not meet the legal requirements.
All right, there's a little bit more to the story. The boy who is white appeared in DuPage County Juvenile Court on Wednesday on two counts of committing a hate crime and one count of disorderly conduct. He attended the hearing with his parents, but did not speak. The teen then posted the, quote, "beyond disturbing" photo and caption on the classified ads website, along with other offensive language, including racial slurs, prosecutors said. Prosecutors characterized the boy's alleged actions as serious and aggravating behavior that jeopardized the victim's safety. Hate crimes have no place in our society and will not be tolerated in DuPage County. State Attorney Robert Berlin said in a statement obtained by the newspaper, the Chicago Tribune, anyone regardless of age accused of such disgraceful actions will be charged accordingly. The boy's mother told the judge during Wednesday's hearing that she has since taken away his phone. The ad has also been removed from Craigslist. Thank goodness. An attorney for the teen said he's serving an in-school suspension for the alleged post and is set to meet with the victim along with the school's principal to apologize. The two teens are friends, attorney Harry Smith told the judge. It's unclear what punishment the teen may face if convicted, but a spokesman for the state's attorney's office told the Associated Press that he will face, at minimum, if found guilty, face probation. He's going to be on probation. He's due back in court on December 18th. Here's the thing. I think so much of this story depends on how the African-American student, the victim, perceive what happens. Like, because if these guys are good friends, there's a different code in good friends. Not to say that this is right, but you clown on your friends and you can get away with stuff that's looked at differently. Now, if they're not friends, this is a horrible, horrible problem. But if they are friends, this is a bad joke that got out of hand. Not saying he shouldn't be punished. I'm not saying, you know, he shouldn't be in school suspension and shouldn't apologize. But if they are really good friends, I don't think this is a hate crime. And I don't think you want to put the stigma of a hate crime on a 14-year-old, because 14-year-olds don't know as much as 21-year-olds or 31-year-olds.
That's what you think.
Listen, as a 14-year-old, I'd like to think I'm a lot more sensitive now, especially in this times, than I was as a kid. I mean, we do dickish things as kids.
And you don't understand the repercussions of your behavior. However, I'm going to argue with you about, you know, that you can get away with things when they're your friends and stuff, only because he's put this into a public forum.
See, that's where it becomes...
Now it has become, like, if you're legitimizing this kind of behavior on Craigslist, you're legitimizing it for everybody.
That is a problem. Like, thank God we did not have the technology for our stupidity to leave our group of friends. You know, when we did something stupid, our friends, our family, whoever knew about it, the school knew about it. It didn't go all over the interwebs. It didn't escalate. Like if I, not that I ever did, but if I called a friend an N-word or anything, it stayed there and I got my ass kicked and we fought it out, blah, blah, blah. It didn't go all over the world.
It wasn't there to be seen and mined and drug up when you're being elected.
Right, and I can make it right and we can all move on and grow from it, as
right.
opposed to, well, now this kid's forever deemed a slave and I'm forever deemed something. But you are scarred for it if it goes online.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's. It was bad.
And nobody said it was good, Kevin.
I don't. Well, I disagree about the friend thing. I think even if they're good friends, I still think it can't be allowed. I mean, he can't get away with this. He has to be punished as much as he can be punished.
So you think he should be charged with a hate crime, even if they're friends and the kid's not offended by it? Or
I think the kid is offended.
Well, we don't know. That's the problem. We don't know.
Or why wouldn't he be?
But listen,
how old is this kid? The one that
they're 14.
They're both 14.
They're peers. What did you have them? Did you have
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. So let's put the shoe on the other foot. This is why it's bad, because there's no stories about an African American boy doing anything like that to a Jewish kid or Asian kid. Or a white kid,
well,
right?
Well, see, I don't know about that thing per se.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I dealt with anti-Semitic shit as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, Asian kids do. Gay kids, this is the age. Gay kids, that's why I said, if I could go back, and not that I did racist shit, I'll give you an example. This is why I say it makes a difference when they're friends. Did you have a mixed group of friends growing up, or was it mostly...
No, I had a mixed group of friends, but we didn't do racist shit, Dad.
All right, well, like, my best friend, who's still my best friend to this day, who I've grown up with my whole life, is Arabic.
Okay.
You know, his some of his parents... He's Greek and Arabic, so some of his family comes from Jerusalem.
Okay.
So he would say, "You fucking Jew," and I would say, "You shitty Syrian," not that he's Syrian, and we go back at each other, and to this day, he might say that. But here's the thing. There's love between us. We can say that to each other.
Right.
Somebody else fucking mocks his heritage, you know, that's not in the group. Now they got to deal with both of us.
Right.
Because there's that understanding. I did not really have black friends. I had one. Like, because there wasn't a lot of black kids initially in my schools growing up. It got, it got more more African Americans, more Latinos moved in as I was in high school. But then you already have your friends.
Yeah.
I had like Indian friends. I had Filipino friends. So mm-hmm. it wasn't all lily white. I just didn't have a lot of African American friends. My first African American friend was probably in college, and he was the only black guy in our fraternity. Mm-hmm. He was older than us, and he was a Navy vet. So he came to it later on, but he was still ahead of me.
He went back to school after being in the service, I guess.
But me and a couple of others, I mean, he was well-liked, but we became close. We had the Mad Dog crew, like where we would get together and drink Mad Dog and everything, and we'd go into Patterson, and he'd pick up the Mad Dog, and we'd be singing Warren's Cherry Pie in my Camaro and shit. But, you know, so...
Davin.
What?
When I leave here tonight and I drive home and I'm chatting on the phone with one of my African American comedian buddies, and
we drop
the N word at each other.
Yeah,
it's not the same. I'm not saying we will drop the N word, but if it happens, it's not the same as me going into Price Chopper and some guy walking out and going, "Hey, nigger." You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's not the same.
Oh God, no.
No,
exactly.
It's not
so you and your buddy going back and forth with you Jew and you Arab or whatever. It's not the same.
Right,
this kid going on Craigslist and putting a post up, slave for sale. He knew what he was doing. And
I don't
he also
think he knew
knows,
the ramifications. I don't think
he knew the ramifications, but he knew that. I think he understands what a slave is.
I don't.
How can you not know?
Yeah,
I don't
really.
I don't think he understands how bad that is. I think he thought, I'm going to play this
really?
Practical joke. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you. Well, you don't. He didn't. You don't. Okay.
I don't know.
I disagree with that.
We don't. I mean, because again, these are
because it always
kids.
Happens to African Americans.
But that's not true.
You don't see.
Yeah, homosexual kids got brutal.
Everybody,
got tormented
everybody
in my
keep putting the homosexuals and the blacks in the same category.
It's, just black
it's not the same.
Why?
Because why do homosexuals all of a sudden they're people picking on homosexuals have to be the same as African Americans?
No, but I'd say, as a Jewish person, I got picked on. That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying it wasn't just black. Everybody was in the barrel.
Minorities
growing up.
Are oppressed people. He's just using them interchangeably to make a point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got that.
Everybody was like where I grew up. Everybody was in the barrel. I heard Jew bag and shit like that growing up. And
Jew
bag. You see, you're laughing at it.
That's because it's stupid.
It's
all this
stupid.
Shit.
I don't know what it means.
Shit.
That's what I'm like. This
yeah,
is stupid.
It's
but
like
it's all
stupid head.
But who called you Jew bag?
Somebody I didn't know. Somebody who was trying to bully me.
A white kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because black kids don't do that.
You know, I can't really speak to that. I didn't have a lot of black friends growing up.
I did. We don't do that
but
shit.
But you know, you say stuff about Jewish
black
people all
kids
the time.
Don't do that shit,
you say
man.
Shit to me about Jewish people all the time, and I let it slide because we're friends.
No.
Because I know where it's...
Now that we're both professional stand-up comedians, and we can get on the phone and had those jokes.
Yeah.
But those jokes don't go past but.
Which is what I'm saying.
What
that's
I'm saying.
My point. We have a relationship.
But African American kids don't do that. You never see African American kids.
I don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you as an African American that was a kid at one point that we don't do that.
But maybe
we're
that
not
was your
built,
group.
We're not built that way. But there's no stories of that. That's almost like the police thing going back.
There's stories of white kids getting beaten up by black people. I don't know the words that led to it, but I mean, you know, white kids get beaten up by black kids in the wrong neighborhood and shit like that.
I don't believe that.
Well, you don't have to believe it. It's reported.
It's not true. White kids don't get beat up in black neighborhoods. That's the biggest bogus BS that's just thrown out there, Davin. It's just BS. I've lived in black neighborhoods. We don't beat up white boys that walk through our neighborhood.
It
just doesn't happen.
But
it's just BS.
Is it possible that you and your friends are not everybody?
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah.
Okay. Like I never called a black person the N-word in anger, but we know white people do it.
Yeah, they do.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you were brought up right. Your friends were brought up right.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, whatever. But it does happen. But you just even said, we have a relationship, you and I, where you could say stuff and I can say stuff.
There was a story about a lady who's listening to the radio when New York had its famous blackout in New York City years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
We called it an African-American out.
And she was a white lady. And she was a white lady. And she had to walk. She tells this story on the radio show I was listening to. She had to walk through the worst urban neighborhoods to get to... where she was going, because all the lights were out.
Right.
And she tells a story about how she was afraid, and her father and mother was afraid that she had to walk through this neighborhood to get, you know, to mm-hmm. where she was going because of the blackout.
Yeah.
And when she got there, she goes, "You're not going to believe this, Mom and Dad. All the black people were so helpful to us. Helping me, tell me which way to go, which direction, how to make the right turn to go up this way to get to where she was going. So she tells this story about how her parents were so afraid that walking through that neighborhood, she was going to get her ass handed to her, but it was the complete opposite.
Right.
You know, so that's my point, is that.
But your point is black people are good? I'm not arguing with you.
No. I'm saying that we're not built that
way. No, but that's
we don't do discrimination type of shit. Black people don't discriminate.
Listen, there's been plenty of white people mugged by black people, okay?
Being mugged by a black person is not... black people don't mug white people because they're racist.
You think white people made up cracker and honky and shit like that? White people didn't make that up. Black people call it. That's fine. You know,
I didn't know who made that up.
Because I don't know a white guy who would call another white guy, unless he was trying to pretend he was black, a cracker. I don't know. I never heard that growing up. I never heard another white kid say another white kid, you cracker ass cracker.
I'm researching get to back.
No,
back
you won't.
To
you're full of shit.
One.
You
I'm
won't
get back
do
to you on that one.
You're not going
to
do anything.
Okay, so back to this kid again. Look, the kid knew what he was doing. He's not stupid, and he knew what he was doing. He's 14 years old.
But a hate crime? Hate crime.
Yes, a hate crime. Why not? It was very racist and fucked up what he did.
Nobody's denying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it seems like the parent is trying to make this right. It seems like the school is trying to make this right. And there obviously needs to be some education in this school because this community's had some issues. So it doesn't seem like anybody's brushing up. I'm just saying I don't know if this has to escalate to hate crime. When I think of hate crimes,
mm-hmm.
I think of people like burning crosses on front lawns. I think of swastikas on cemeteries. I think of those type of things.
I think of Kristallnacht.
I think of some kid putting on Craigslist that you are a freaking slave as a hate crime. It's the same thing, Davin. It's just creative. It's different. Just because he was creative about his hatred. I'm just saying.
I mean, like I said, it depends on the relationship. Listen, if these kids are enemies,
right?
Like if we know these two kids have had issues,
okay.
Then I'm more likely to go with you're going with this. Yeah, yes, this. I think the intent matters. Was he being malicious? Was he being malicious, or did he think he was being funny? To me, there's a difference. Intent matters, and we see that in the penal code.
What is the investigation saying right now about this?
We just have the white kid's attorney saying they're friends. That's all we know about. That's what I'm saying. I don't know enough. If it turns out that this white kid was being malicious mm-hmm. and has bullied this kid, then I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. It's a hate crime.
But in today's world where hate crimes are on the rise.
They are. But that's why it's more important that we make sure what is really a hate crime, because we don't want to dilute the truly horrible things that are going on. Like I said, if the white kid's trying to bully the black kid, or they don't have a relationship, and he's just trying to be a mean dick, then all right, hate crime. I'm not going to argue. But if the attorney's right, and these kids are friends, and the African American sue's like, fine, you know, we were clowning, this went too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want
to put it out in the public arena instead of like talking amongst ourselves and being silly.
Relationships,
you know? I mean,
still matter. As you said, you and I can say shit to each other that we wouldn't say or allow to be said to us by strangers.
Right.
There's a relationship. That's what I'm saying. To me, the whole thing depends on the relationship between these two young men.
The intent.
Yes.
Intent matters in the law.
Okay.
All right. So,
Tyrone needs to kick his ass or something.
Why you gotta say it's Tyrone? Why you gotta be racist? His name could be William or Harold. You don't know. Maybe Schleimy.
His name is Brian, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sure his last name's not Rosenblatt.
Could be. Well, black Jewish people, now you're being anti-Semitic.
There's no black Jewish people.
Sammy Davis Jr. And actually, M.I. Temple. Well, not my temple, but where my kid got bar mitzvah, there's some black families.
Really?
Really.
That's pretty...
That's shocking.
Why? Just because you can't eat bacon?
Wait a minute. what is that sect, Ashkenazi Jews, that are from Africa?
Yeah, but those are darker skin. But I'm talking like African-American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Sammy Davis Jr. don't count.
Why? Because he's dead or because he had one eye?
Because he hung with the Rat Pack?
He hung out with Nixon, and Nixon was Trump before Trump.
All right. So students at a Virginia law school are asking the administration to remove the portraits of controversial figures George Washington and Robert E. Lee from their graduation diplomas. Current students, as well as some alumni and staff at the Washington and Lee University School of Law, are circulating a petition to allow graduates the option of omitting pictures of the university's namesakes. The men's legacies as slave owners and Lee's role as a general in the Confederacy during the Civil War has made them increasingly controversial figures in recent years. The petition statement reads, given the aftermath of the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville and the heightened awareness of making Washington and Lee an inclusive and compassionate environment to all students, we believe this request provides alumni the ability to honor their alma mater without the presence of the portraits that some may find controversial or offensive. The Washington and Lee campus is some 60 miles from Charlottesville, where white supremacists held a rally in 2017 opposing the removal of Statue of Lee from a city park. The petition specifies that organizers are not pushing for a mandatory change to all diplomas, but the options for students to do so. Organizers note that Washington and Lee diplomas design has changed in the past, better represent the students' requests, going from sheepskin to paper. The goal of establishing this option is to create a diploma that alumni are proud to prominently display in their homes and places of work. Several hundred people have signed the petition thus far. Washington became a slave owner at the age of 11. Ain't that some shit? And would go on to move.
What?
Would go on to keep more than 100 slaves at his Mount Vernon estate. Upon his death in 1799, Washington freed the 123 individuals enslaved at his home. Robert E. Lee's role as the leading commander in the American Civil War, a war that pins the country's racist legacy, has marked him as a controversial historical figure. The move to remove the pictures from the school diplomas aren't the first step that students at the university have taken to reduce the prominence of Lee. In 2014, Confederate flags were removed from the university's Lee Chapel, where the general is buried, after protests. In response to the petition, a group called the General's Redoubt has spoken out against the organizers' request. TGR strongly disagrees with this petition, which seeks to provide an option to remove the likeness of our namesake, George Washington and Robert E. Lee, from the law school diploma, they said. The General's Redoubt is very concerned with this action, which is seemingly supported by several employees of WNL, and is concerned that the member of the Career Services Program does not see the harm in supporting such a petition and apparently failed to advise against such action. The General Redoubt said that the petition is an attempt to upend the university's traditions. The petition is a symptom of strong undercurrents within the university to dismantle traditions. The General Redoubt says they are necessary to bring sanity. The debate at Washington and Lee is the latest in a string of American universities being forced to grapple with it. Let's see. All right. So here's the thing. I do like the fact that they're not demanding, but that there should be an option.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that. But they go, you know what, we're not, you can keep Washington and Lee, but we'd like the option of not wanting Washington and Lee. I don't really see that as a problem.
Nor do I.
I think that's a very compromising way to go about it.
Well, I think it's too late to do all of that because, I mean, Americans, the history of this country is based on what?
That's America's original sin, racism.
Racism,
slavery,
mm-hmm.
and murder. I mean, that's just what the country is built on. So you just can't erase all of that because the country's built on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it is what it is. You know, people just have to get over it. I mean, at this point, I mean, that's the way I feel. I mean, look, I've been to Germany 5 times as a comedian.
You think the Jews should get over it?
I don't see any Hitler bridges or universities or anything like that anywhere.
We are unique in that. They're ashamed of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
exactly.
When I go to Germany, there's no Hitler University. He's not on any money. You know.
But there are still people that idolize Hitler there.
Well, there's jerks everywhere.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a different... We're not talking about those people. We're talking about just people who... I'm saying, okay, it's on the rise because people are losers.
Here's the thing.
It's just we have... Our forefathers were slave owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're on our money right now.
Yes.
We got a monument in the capital, in Washington, D.C., where I grew up at. Washington Monument is there. It's not going anywhere. And it shouldn't. It's named after him. He's, he's the father of our country. It is what it is, But I don't think you can't change the Washington Monument to, anything at this point. It's going to be what it is.
There's a problem that this country seems to have with some on the left who want to judge historical figures from the past on what we now know to be right and wrong. We have evolved. We are constantly evolving. 15 years ago, gay marriage was unthinkable. Now, right. Now the majority of Americans go, "Yeah, why not? We don't give a shit."
Yeah.
We evolve. We now know slavery is wrong. Most of us go, "How the fuck did that happen?" Those people did not know, a lot of them, any better.
Right.
They were very smart men. They knew. They just power's power.
I don't know if they...
None of our forefathers were stupid. They were very brilliant men.
No, but it's a way of life.
It was a way of life.
This is the life we live. Now, I think it's wrong to paint George Washington with the same brush as Robert E. Lee.
Agreed.
I mean, Robert E. Lee led the Confederacy.
Right.
We were already more evolved by then. We were fighting
That's
over
true.
This shit.
That's true.
George, we had not gotten there under George Washington, and George Washington is the father of this nation.
Well, he was born into it because he had a slave when he was 11.
And who wouldn't we all like slaves at 11?
Who the hell?
I don't have 11? To clean up my room.
Who the hell owns another person, first of all?
By the way,
Secondly, at 11?
At 11 is when I want a slave. I don't want one now. At 11, Jamiroquai, clean up this mess.
Do my laundry for me, because I just can't be bothered.
I think once we get to 15, we should no longer own slaves.
But that's how it started, though, right?
it's kind of amazing. That part blew me away. But I agree with you that I think that going back and trying to, you'll pardon the expression, whitewash our history and pretend that everybody was squeaky clean who are like the founders of the country. No, they were problematic people, and they did, you know,
they're
some
not
problematic
perfect.
Things.
Well, no, and, I mean, we don't have to get graphic, but millions of people died under the watch of these forefathers. Millions of people died.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Millions of Africans suffered and died, was decapitated, was penises were cut off, mm-hmm. they were killed, they were
Go
married.
On.
Families are torn apart. I mean,
sounds like a hot time.
It's freaking. It was horrific. Right?
It was horrific.
It was horrific.
But nobody's saying it's not.
All right, but it was done by people, by grown ass men who knew better.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Did they know better? Did they know better? I don't know if they knew better.
I think that there was a group of people that actually thought that African Americans were like subhuman to them. So that's how they rationalized treating humans like that.
They do. But now the vast majority of us look at them as fucking crazy because most of us have
They're
evolved.
Like, how could you think that?
At that time, most of the people in this America, first of all, let's come here and kill the people that live here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
And then let's bring over some people to do the labor. And also let's have the really white people become indentured servants and do the labor. It was just the way shit got done. It wasn't right. I would like to think as a nation we won't go back to that. But let's not diminish.
We are going back to that.
I don't. Well, we're not going back to that.
Going back to slavery?
Well, back to slavery.
Well, that's a big jump.
It's not a big jump. I mean, a jump. President Trump is our president. Well, if he had it his way, what do you think, Davin? Come on. If he had it his way, you think he wouldn't take it back to that? I think he is that cruel and evil to actually take it back. If he could, and he can't, because black people aren't going to go back. I mean, they're not
right.
going to, you know, a civil war would be beyond.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, I'm not going to.
I'm just saying.
I'm not a fan of Trump, as everybody knows. I'm not going to go so far as to say that he would be in favor of slavery just because he likes really rich black people. So I think it's more about who's got money with Donald Trump than you know, if we got a bunch of Oprahs running around, he'd want them over to dinner every time. Now, if you happen
he loves Kanye's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you happen to be poor.
He uses Kanye's ass.
What?
Yes,
he
that's
uses
true.
Yes, he does, and Kanye
he
loves
uses
him.
Everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I think Donald Trump is. I don't see people say he's
a user.
Yeah. Donald Trump uses the white supremacists to gain his popularity because that's, I don't think Donald Trump has any strong beliefs one way or the other thing into anything else but Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and he likes popular and rich black people, but he doesn't like everyday workaday black people.
And he doesn't like everyday workaday white people that don't vote for him.
That's true.
You know, so
that don't go to his
rallies.
So no,
Kevin, I do think racism is on the rise. I do think anti-Semitism is on the rise.
And why is it on the rise?
Oh, because people are afraid. People can now come out from underneath the rocks.
And why is that?
Because of this president.
Trump. Thank you.
That's
my case.
But I'm not. But that's not saying going back to slavery.
Slavery.
That's what you said.
That's what you said.
That's what you said. That's where I'm pushing back on you. I don't think we're doing that.
Said it can't happen. I don't mean
anything can happen.
Yeah,
I think we like sports too much for that to happen. I think we like Tyler Perry movies too much for that to happen.
I think we like hip hop too much for that to happen.
I think we like juggling guys with fucking chainsaws too much for that to happen.
But I mean, the thing is, going back to the whole Washington versus Lee thing, I mean, we could go back and say, yes, Washington had slaves. Jefferson had slaves. Let's not even go into that diversion. But Lee was on the side fighting to keep slavery as a tradition.
Right.
I think that that's a step away, a big step away.
Yeah,
from George Washington.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
Lee was born into it too. But Lee was. But by the time Lee was the general, and I think there were some other things into it.
My last name is Lee, by the way.
I just figured that was some stage name stuff.
No, I'm just saying. I think you know.
So are you saying you're related to this guy?
I'm gonna do some ancestor stuff and find out. That's a possibility because he's from Virginia. And my family's from Virginia.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm
going to
be
talking about Ken.
Yeah, it could be.
And all of a sudden he's going to want, oh, put that back on the...
Lee was actively fighting to keep slavery.
Actively fighting against the tide.
People died at his hands in order for slavery to stay.
To continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
George Washington did not do that.
Yeah,
George Washington freed his slaves, which, you know, doesn't seem right now we go big whoop, but at the time that's pretty fucking good.
I think that people were starting to realize that this was evil, keeping other humans as slaves, but they also realized, but how are we supposed to economically survive because we're farmers and without like cheap free labor, I mean, there's room and board and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, without free labor in the name of slaves, how are we supposed to survive? And they didn't know how to reconcile that because they wanted to do the right thing by people, but it was going to hit their pockets.
Listen,
and they didn't know how to do it.
They could have did their own damn...
Farming?
They could have did their own farming.
They don't do it
today. Agree.
Farming still relies on cheap labor. Well, these migrant
workers
come here, they're living in horrible conditions.
That's because Americans don't want to work.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And back in the day, white men didn't want to work.
White men still
so they
don't
got slaves.
Work.
White men still don't want to work.
We don't want to pick grapes. We don't want to pick tomatoes.
I don't want to cut my own lawn.
Exactly.
And neither do you.
I throw money at it.
You don't want
it.
That's why you fucking juggle bullshit. The same reason I do. We don't want to work. You know, it's not like
I
you
have talent. That's why I do what I do.
Who said these slave owners and migrant workers don't have talent? You should have seen what they could have done with a fucking cotton gin. Right, but we don't want to do manual labor. I went to school so I wouldn't have to do manual labor. I loaded trucks for a summer for UPS when it was 100 degrees outside every day. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do something where I could use my brain, and I'm still looking.
I did manual labor so I could afford to go to school so that I could get a degree so I didn't have to do manual labor anymore.
Well, I've never
literally had
a day job. I've been an entertainer since I was 14 years old. So,
back when you had slaves?
Back when I had slaves when I was 14. Yeah, I had a slave when I was 11. That is just absolutely crazy to even. That just blew me away.
That's a child.
A slave at 11.
That's
again.
A child owning grown men.
That's the time I need it. That's the time I want a slave. Because you know your parents are coming down on you for everything, and you're just starting to realize, hey, maybe I want some fucking freedom.
Lift me on your shoulders and bring me to school. Ah,
yes, yes,
that would have been great.
Let's be honest. if you take away how cruel slavery is, if you take away and how inhumane it is, if you can take that out, slavery's kind of cool. If you can take all that shit out,
oh my god,
but you can't separate. But think about it. But look, go to the mindset, because they were treated as property. We know this by our Constitution. They were not considered equals. They were not considered. If you looked at it as property, it's pretty fucking cool. Now we have evolved, thankfully, as an age. You go, no, these are not property. These are human beings
with
real
emotions.
What?
We have not involved.
Do we have slaves?
That's because...
Do we have slaves?
We haven't involved.
I have one that's called Mr. Helix.
Yeah. Sure you do. Listen. If I had not evolved to realize people have feelings and families and this is cruel, I would love a slave. It sounds amazing.
No, but what...
But it's terrible.
But what kids need is they need robot slaves.
Yes, but they didn't have robots then.
Yeah,
now we have Zumbas.
Yeah.
but even now, you said we pay people to do shit. We pay for a housekeeper, pay to somebody to shovel the lawn. If you think about it, you would have been a slave owner if you could have been. And that time.
No, that's probably, well, if I was born
time.
To be a slave, yeah, if I was born a white man.
As a black, no, I bet even as a black man, if you could own other people at that time, if you were born a wealthy, free, into a black, free family. And you could not grasp the concept of how cruel and inhumane this is, and just look at, well, these are things to do my bidding. You would be a slave owner. I think eventually people go, oh wow, these are human beings. This is wrong, and it caught on, and more people thought that way. But it takes time.
But throughout antiquity, people enslaved other people.
Jews were slaves?
Yeah.
Africans enslaved other
Africans.
Yeah.
People enslaved other people they conquered.
It's not a white America problem. And there's still people that are slaves.
We did it on a mass scale that probably had not been seen before.
Well, we're very good at shit. You know, we are America, baby. We're good at shit.
But, you know, that's because...
You guys were so good at it. I mean, like
you
even,
guys.
Even I'm not.
Wow!
You guys, you guys. People.
He just Kevin just you peopled us.
Yeah. Did you know that? I mean, like Hitler, for example.
Why does it keep coming back to him?
Well, because we're talking about it's almost the same things, because Hitler actually learned a lot from Jim Crow. We know this, right?
I did not.
You did not know that.
No. Explain. I'm intrigued.
I'm sure you would be.
Here, I shall patronize you, young white lady. What a patronizing motherfucker. Hitler, you know, if Kevin was a slave, he wouldn't talk to us this way. We would not have been you people.
Hitler studied Jim Crow. And I shouldn't have brought it up because I really can't, at this point, really talk about it the way.
In depth, you mean?
In depth,
yes.
Yeah,
he's talking some shit right
but
now.
But no, I'm talking some real shit because I've had this conversation with some people that has done their homework on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real shit. So I'm not an expert on it, so I shouldn't have brought it up. But it just came out. But it's true that he studied Jim Crow, and that's why, you know, so I'm not trying to hit you where, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, thank God we didn't have concentration camps where we were gassing African Americans. Thank God we didn't go that far with it. You know, Hitler saw an idea, I guess, and just goes, well, I could do better. Yeah, I mean, that's... These Americans don't know how wrong they are. Let's go all in.
Let me step this up.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
Let me kick it up a notch.
Listen,
I'm
just saying you can't rewrite history.
No. Yeah. I don't think that these particular people who are asking not to see these egregious faces on their law degree are trying to rewrite history. They're just saying, I don't want to necessarily... look at my hard-won law degree every time and say, look at Mr. Slaveholder and look at Mr. Fightin'
But then again,
slaves.
Why go to that school then? If you feel that strongly about it, why go to that school?
There's a Woodrow Wilson Bridge in Washington, D.C. that crosses from Maryland right into Virginia. Actually, it's Maryland, Virginia. And, I mean, that bridge, Woodrow Wilson, we know, was a very racist guy. I mean, but you can't take that bridge down.
Right.
You can rename it.
You can rename it. Yeah, I mean, you can rename it. Yeah, I mean, but... All the monuments and statues around D.C. is from people who were racist.
Listen, slaves built the White House.
Weren't most...
Did Michelle Obama get in trouble for saying that, though?
Not by me. I didn't yell at her.
Yeah, she got yelled at a lot for saying she lived in the house
Melania
that slaves
got,
built.
Melania got booed in Baltimore today by kids.
Did she really?
Good.
Good for her. Good for her.
She was doing a speech about...
Worst first lady ever.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
She was doing a speech about opioid awareness, and I guess it was like high school and younger kids, and there was a lot of booze there. That was on the news today.
You know what pisses me off about that whole thing? If she was married to Obama, she would get her ass handed to her. Just saying, not sexually. I'm just that came out wrong.
Kevin, I'm going to tear up that ass.
I'm going to
rip that white lady's ass up, Kevin. I'm doing it for our people.
I'm just saying.
Was that a good Obama? That's the first time I ever attempted Obama.
That's a good Obama, man. That's
the
a good
first
one.
Time I ever tried.
Really? That's good, dude. Holy crap. That was really good.
The phrasing was
I'm
good.
Saying.
I loved Obama.
They,
you know.
They tolerate her. Because
Obama was my dude. He was my... No, I won't say it.
That's funny.
Kevin's looking like, oh,
all
I
the
could
people
kill you
that,
both.
That, yeah, I'm just saying, all the people that support Trump would not support her if she was married to Obama.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
They would be all
call
over
her. A stripper
her
and a whore. And
oh,
all,
yeah, exactly. They would be all over her, man.
Of course.
Yes,
of
Listen,
course.
If Trump had
a
D
standard.
Instead of an R next to his name, they'd be ripping him apart. And so would I. Because sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, but no, you're right. It's such a double standard. They can legitimize anything in the name of R.
Yes. Well, it's scam victims. That's what this is.
Oh, it is.
So let's move on.
All right.
Professional wrestling mainstay Jim Cornette. You know who Jim Cornette is?
No, I do not.
Are you a wrestling
fan? I started watching wrestling back when Hulk Hogan retired, but okay.
Yeah, but he's been around for years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Jim Cornette. He was a manager. Used to sometimes, I think he would have like a tennis racket. He's been an announcer. Jim Cornette has resigned his position with the National Wrestling Alliance. Effective immediately, Jim Cornette has resigned from the National Wrestling Alliance, the company said in a statement released Wednesday. As an announcer on the November 19th edition of NWA Power. Jim made remarks during a singles match between Nick Aldis and Trevor Murdoch that were both offensive and do not meet the high standards in decency and good faith of the National Wrestling Alliance. To ensure that such an error can never happen again, we've established new procedures of review for all NWA programming going forward. We sincerely regret our failure in this regard. Cornette had been working as a color commentator on the NWA's recently launched weekly YouTube wrestling show, NWA Power. But during the November 19th episode, he said, Trevor Murdoch is the only man I've ever known that can strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch can take care of himself. Viewers quickly condemned the statement as racist, with the NWA briefly pulling the episode off of YouTube to edit it. Around the same time the NWA released their statement, Cornette posted the following on Twitter. Morning, everybody. Heard any good jokes lately? This coming Friday, Jim's Cornette Experience, wherever you... the podcast. All right, here's the thing. Being a comic in the 90s...
Yes.
We did Ethiopian jokes.
Yes.
That was an Ethiopian joke. It's racist to think that everybody who is black... is an African-American joke. He was just doing some dated-ass material. I had an Ethiopian restaurant joke.
Yeah,
back.
Everybody did.
Yeah, everybody did.
That's what that was. It wasn't, and the guy happens to be very liberal and hate Trump from what I understand, but that's regardless. Mm-hmm. But it was not a joke against African-Americans.
Right.
It was a joke against Ethiopians. So if you want to be offended for starving people 20 years ago, that's fine, but the people who are watching NWA Power on YouTube are not those people.
The thing is, the key words, fried chicken, because that is a red flag racist food.
We talked about
why is that a red flag?
We all love chicken.
Everybody loves chicken.
I know, but racists use that as code word for black people like fried chicken.
How did that happen, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
again, it's Ethiopia. You need to know the history. Yeah. You need to know. And here's another. So I don't think this is racist.
It started those commercials back in the day, those late night commercials.
Sally Struthers.
With the flies on the kid. And he was in the big stomach and he's starving to death. And they shot those commercials every night.
Sally Struthers was pitching it.
Yeah. So every comedian, not every comedian, but a lot of comedians had the Ethiopian joke. You know.
Sure. I saw a restaurant in New York. It was an Ethiopian restaurant. So my joke used to be, when do you go to an Ethiopian restaurant? When you're craving nothing?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think they have on the menu? Instead of boneless chicken, chickenless bones? What do you think? What's the special? What's the blue plate special? Drop of water or something? Flies? I don't.
Somebody does one now.
They shouldn't because it's old and dated.
Yeah.
So lame
right,
now.
So that's my issue is, Jim, you need to update, baby. That's my issue. It's not racist. And these people, they got triggered. And here's another problem
with
this.
They got triggered by the fried chicken.
Here's another
problem
with the story. This was not a live broadcast. NWA records a bunch of shows in a couple of days, and then they look at them, they edit them, then they distribute them one at a time. If this was so offensive, if NWA Power thought this was so offensive, they could have called Jim and go, listen, Jim, we can't have this. We got to edit this out. You can't do this anymore.
Right.
We're going forward. So nobody should have seen it.
Right.
But NWA Power did not think this was offensive. NWA Power thought it was fine. It was only once a bunch of people started complaining that they weren't to pretend that they have high fucking standards. It's bullshit. They're having Jim Cornette take the fall for it. It's a bunch of horseshit. And you know who owns NWA Power? Billy Corgan, lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, a fucking rat in a cage. He should know better.
He owns that?
He owns NWA Power. He knows as an artist that sometimes you got to go, no. They could have issued a statement and go, listen, we didn't mean to offend by this. This is what Jim was referring to. If you know Jim, he's not racist. We're going to do better next time. But they hung out Jim to take the fucking fall. It's bullshit. It's not racist.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with you on that one. But, you know, we live in a very sensitive world right now where people are...
For our YouTube wrestling programs?
We're in a cancel culture right now.
We are.
Everybody's taking a hit right now, man. Just for, didn't somebody just get fired? Yeah.
I posted... This is my blog.
Everybody's getting fired right now and drop over stuff because everybody's sensitive.
My last line on my blog, one of my last lines on the blog was, wrestling is fake and so is this outrage. This is a bunch of horseshit right here. Mm-hmm. And Jim's been doing this for a long fucking time. And I apparently there's a lot of African American wrestlers that will attest to them that at times he's been their biggest fucking advocate for them to get pushed.
Are they coming to his aid right now? I mean,
I don't know what's going on. But a lot of people are saying stand with Jim and everything. And I guess NWA got him out of retirement to do this. It's just bad. Listen, I don't know Jim Cornette from somebody else. Let's get, if we're going to be outraged, let's pick our fucking battles. It's the same thing I was saying with the hate crime. If, you know, if this was malicious, then fine. I'm on board with you with the hate crime. If it's kids being fucking stupid to other kids, let's call it what it is. Because you don't want to mix the fucking two.
I hate to go back to this, but it seems like the only person that can survive being an asshole right now is Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean, he's the only person that can.
Which makes it very hard to raise a child.
He's the only person that can mock disabled people or make fun of everybody and, or say racist things. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't affect him. Everybody else loses their job. I mean, everybody else.
Well, unless you're in his administration, because Stephen Miller supposedly is very close with the white supremacists. I don't know if you know this, but he was like quoting white supremacist stuff to Breitbart and everything. And that some of this stuff has made itself into our policy.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, Stephen Miller is like Trump's right hand man. And there's a lot of people who call
evil.
And a lot of people have called for Stephen Miller to resign, and he's not. So you can. Some people brush with the Trump stink. Can survive. But yes, most of us, we can't survive it.
No.
And that's where people get
confused. Well, Stephen Miller might have to step down eventually if this keeps mainstream.
No, it won't.
Oh, but Trump's not going anywhere is what I'm saying.
No. All right, let's go on. All right, so we all agree with this. This is some bullshit on that one.
Yeah.
Bullshit, man.
Don Cherry. Ever hear of Don Cherry?
Yes.
Okay. He's an icon up in Canada for hockey. Legendary guy.
Thank you for translating for me.
You're welcome. Well, I don't think you're a hockey fan.
Not at all.
I'm not a hockey fan. I know who he is.
Though. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not up on a lot of sports.
No, you're not the only one. I'm not doing this for the two of us. I know it sounds like it. Three of us. But
no, but thank you for translating for me and others of my ilk.
Don Cherry, Canada's most polarizing, flamboyant, and opinionated hockey commentator, was fired for calling immigrants you people, much like Kevin did to us earlier.
Kevin, you're fired.
In a television rant in which he said new immigrants are not honoring the country's fallen soldiers. Rogers Sportsnet president Bart Yabsley announced the decision following discussions with the 85-year-old broadcaster. It has been decided it is the right time for him to immediately step down. During the broadcast, he made a divisive remarks that do not represent our values or what we stand for. Cherry derided immigrants by saying, Saturday night, you people, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey. Who has fucking milk and honey together? I don't know. Unless it's in tea. at least you can pay a couple of bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. The tradition of wearing poppies in Canada honors the country's war dead on Remembrance Day. Cherry has provided commentary following the first intermission of Hockey Night in Canada for more than three decades. He said late Monday he would not be apologizing. I know what I said and I meant it, still do. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. Cherry denies he was singling out visible minorities. I did not say minorities. I did not say immigrants. If you watch Coach's Corner, I did not say that. I said everybody, and I said you people, Cherry said. Irish, Scots, anybody that's newcomers to Canada. And they should wear a poppy to honor our dead from the past, whether they're Scotch, Irish, or English, or where they come from. Cherry added he could have stayed on if he had turned it into a tame robot who nobody would recognize. I can't do that after 38 years. Known for outlandish suits, Cherry often mangled the names of foreign-born players over the years and occasionally weighed in on thoughts on politics. He has been part of Hockey Night since 1980. Don is synonymous with hockey and has played an integral part in growing the game, Yabsley said. We would like to thank Don for his contributions to hockey and sports broadcasting in Canada. The National Hockey League said in a statement that Cherry's remarks were offensive and contrary to values we believe in. Ron McLean, the longtime co-host of Coach's Corner, apologized. Don Cherry made remarks that were hurtful, discriminatory, were flat out wrong. I owe you an apology, too. That's the big thing I want to emphasize. I sat there. I did not catch. I did not respond. McLean didn't object to Cherry's remarks Saturday and gave Cherry a thumbs up during the broadcast. Cherry says he was willing to explain the comment but not apologize. He was fired on the 11th. Here's the thing. I don't know. I understand why they can be construed as offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand the passion behind it and go, we're all enjoying this country, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all. We should all, even new to the country, we should all be remembering our fallen. I get that sentiment.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can get that sentiment.
Sure.
I agree with the racist.
You think it's racist?
I think it's racist, but he's right.
Was that a scalding hot take or a lukewarm take? I don't even know what that is.
No, I'm saying he's right. You got to, respect your soldiers. Your fallen military. You got to respect the people that fought for your freedom. For you in a country enjoying, the freedom, and you got to, show some love for the people that made it possible for you to be there.
Right.
Enjoy that, right? But with that being said, he's still a racist.
But wait a second. You just agree with the sentiment behind the statement.
That don't make him not a racist because he said something right. It's the way he said it. He could have said it a different way that wasn't so racist.
He could have, but here's the difference.
He said it racist because he's a racist, but he didn't have to put it in a racist
term. This is not the reason to fire him. I'm saying this. I mean, you know who this guy is. He said some controversy.
Yeah, he's an 85-year-old racist guy.
But this is not. But this should not be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And he's on live TV. We all say stupid shit when we're live. You and I have both been fired from gigs that if we knew it was going to set people off, you were just telling us earlier, if you knew it was going to set somebody off, you wouldn't have fucking said it.
I'm not changing my act for one fucking guy, but go ahead.
You'd be working at that place if you were. And so you would change
it's
it.
Their
you would,
loss.
You would go, you would, yes, but you would go, you know what, tonight I don't have to do that fucking thing. I'm
you're
not
right.
going to say that to them. If
you're
Don
right.
Cherry knew ahead of time that this was the thing.
But he won't even apologize. Because he knows he's a racist.
No, because
he's
I don't think he's wrong.
At 85, he's not changing his leprous skin.
I don't
is
think
what
he's,
I'm saying.
No, he's not.
He's 85. He's too old. Now, if he was younger, at this point, he's going, okay, I'm rich. All right, I'm forced into retirement. I'm going to live my days out. I'm 85. But if he was freaking 55 right now, he would apologize
Here's the
so
problem.
He can have a career.
Here's the
yeah,
problem with Don Cherry's statement. Wrong place. We don't need this. We don't need this during a hockey broadcast. If he wants to give an interview where he's not representing the station
right.
or the NHL on what he thinks on things that he sees wrong with the country,
yep.
that's cool. It just doesn't belong on an NHL broadcast. So if they were saying,
because hockey is a very sport that's really very popular with the minorities, yeah.
Yeah, the New Jersey Devils have a couple of African Americans.
A
on
couple,
the team.
You can count on one hand.
You motherfuckers don't like ice, unless it's in your drink.
You're right. That's
all
what
right,
I'm saying.
So it's not racist. You don't like it. We're not keeping you out. You don't like it. You know, a lot of white people like basketball. You don't see them in the NBA. Why? They're not fucking good enough. That's why. It's not racism.
Of white people in
They're
the
not
NBA.
Good enough.
NBA was all white people at one point.
And then black people go, oh, we can fucking do this too, and they
no.
can do it better.
Look, we're tall and springy. We
can
try
it
this.
Better.
Tall, that's
and
racist.
Springy.
They don't like being referred to as springy.
No.
No, I don't
Not
mean
us, we're naked.
I know. I don't mean because they're black. I mean because they're tall and springy and they should go and do it.
People gravitate.
Let's try that.
And now Cosell get in trouble for that same line and she just
What is that? Look at that little
monkey run. Yeah.
Oh Jesus, that's a little different.
Right, but also
but I don't think he meant anything by
he
that.
He did it.
No.
Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali loved each other.
Yes.
You're gonna tell me that Howard no
That was just a bad line, but
no.
it
yes.
wasn't racist.
No, and
but,
he was using
but
it.
But wait, Don Cherry is a racist. I don't think Howard Cosell was a racist. I'm just
no.
saying.
But he got slammed for it and he got
he
in trouble. He got but
he didn't lose his job though.
And did he lose it?
No, he did not.
Today he would.
Oh, today he'd be like, oh my God.
But yeah, today it would be very interesting if you had somebody of Muhammad Ali, say Michael Jordan. Say Michael Jordan and a white broadcaster were very close, and a white broadcaster said something different. It'd be interesting to see if Michael Jordan would come out and stand by his dude. It'd be interesting to see. And what would happen, and if it could change people's minds.
You mean like Elijah Cummings stood by the guy?
Yes.
And then
yeah, McCarthy.
Elijah, then he threw Elijah Cummings under the bus later on.
Well, that guy's
yeah.
a scumbag.
Yeah.
But whatever. but listen.
Exactly.
Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali used each other and respected each other mm-hmm. and loved each other.
Yes.
That relationship
that was a
worked,
great relationship.
It worked out well for everybody. But there was yeah. It goes back to what I was saying before. They could probably say things in private to each other.
Right.
Muhammad Ali would never say to another commentator, and Howard would never say to another African American boxer.
Well,
to,
Muhammad Ali would say it to anybody, but he was a different kid.
Well, you can knock people out.
Yeah.
I am the greatest.
Yeah. He didn't cut any corners, but no, I know what you're saying. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think this should be the reason to fire Don Cherry. I think the sentiment is correct. I think we should all support our fall. You people is such a trigger thing, though. It really is.
Though that phrase is the thing. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that there are certain things that have become code for racist.
For racist, yeah.
Using fried chicken.
Watermelon.
And watermelon when you're talking about black people. Racist. You say you people. Aha. Uh-huh. There's certain phrases.
I say you people in my act all the time. It doesn't refer to any color. It refers to them because they're not me.
I used to go buy watermelon over the summer.
I thought you said when you said that, I thought that was a stage name. I used to go buy watermelon.
I used to walk out the store with big giant watermelon in my hand.
Yeah.
I had no shame in my game.
Why should you? It's delicious. It's delicious.
It's one of the best foods on the planet.
And it's very, but I know I'm walking out and white people looking at me going, look at this fucker here. You know, I don't care.
I wish the stereotype for Jews was loving delicious food. I wish that was our stereotype. And having big dicks. I pray for that stereotype. God.
You want to switch stereotypes, Davin?
Stereotypes, yes.
What's the stereotype for Jewish people?
Controlling the media, which you've said to me at times. Being cheap.
Well, that is true.
Bankers.
That is true.
No, it's not.
I don't know, the cheap controlling the media is definitely true.
Is it really?
Yes, of course. We want to start, man. We need another show. Bring me back. We'll do a show on the Jewish people controlling the media thing. We'll be here all night.
So it's like some type of cabal, some type of plot? Huh? Where it's
the deep state.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. And we talked about this off air, actually, about the whole Norman Lear thing. We'll get into that later, man. That's a whole other show.
I think Don Cherry should have been given the opportunity to explain himself. I don't think he should have been forced to apologize. I think he could have explained, this is what I meant.
Yeah.
I was not trying to.
But he is a racist. That's why he won't apologize. I'm saying he didn't.
But they were fine with him being a racist up until this.
He didn't mean to. What he said, here's the deal. He was speaking his mind, and he's still speaking his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's 85 years old. He's not changing at this point for anybody, right?
No.
But you're right. He shouldn't be fired. They know what they got. But, you know, obviously this is...
They were fine with it.
They want to get rid of him, obviously.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. But he's not a racist. They just want to get rid of him.
I don't really think a hockey broadcast is the place for this type of speech.
You should not be pontificating about this sort of thing during...
Break down the game.
Sports,
break down the game for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Stick to your job.
Yeah.
Well, his surroundings, he figures hockey is not that many minorities watching anyway, so it's not like football on a Sunday and you say something racist because, you know, half the country is watching is African-Americans, you know? I mean, hockey. How many black people are tuning in to a hockey match?
Not nearly enough.
But
it's a great game out here. I've never watched a hockey match.
Really?
My brother was a vendor in Washington, D.C. He used to go to the Capitol games all the time.
I bet you would like
hockey.
He'd
come out and tell me how great the game was.
It's a very fast pace. We should go to a live game, you and I. And it's in Newark, so you'll feel comfortable. I'll bring you for street cred. And then inside, you'll have me for street cred. So it'll work out well.
All right, that sounds good, man. Let's do it.
Well, Kevin,
I'll take you up on that, man.
We should go, you and I.
Let's do it, man.
All right, we'll go to a Devils game.
I want to ask you something, though.
Are they playing the Capitals anytime soon?
We can check the schedule.
I'll go, because I'm from D.C. So.
Does Patricia like hockey? Because my wife likes hockey. I was going to say
she's Puerto Rican. Hell no.
So she likes Hurricanes.
I want to ask you something, though.
Yes.
I think that it's really interesting that you're saying that you think he, I mean, I'm going to paraphrase, that he could slide something racist by during hockey because there weren't African Americans or people of color watching.
Right.
But what makes you think that because he was sliding something racist by, that white people wouldn't be offended by that?
Because that's a good point.
I bet the white people were offended. That's who's complaining. You just said black people aren't watching.
Well, white people can be offended by racism, I'm sure. But white men don't feel that way.
What are you talking about?
White men are privileged people. They don't think like you're thinking
right
now.
Where's my slave? I don't feel very privileged.
You're not thinking, you know what I'm saying?
No,
normal. I'm just saying, a white man, especially a white man with money like Don Cherry, is a privileged person. He's lived a privileged life, and he's a privileged guy, and he's been living on the edge most of his career. So he figures he can say something like that, and there's no repercussions for it because of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he figures, you know, black people always say, you wish you could listen to white people in a room, be a fly on the wall in a room full of all white people, you know.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
You know. That not every group of white people are talking about racist shit, but there are places where just because everybody's white in the room, there's always somebody that thinks, oh, there's nobody black here, it's safe for me to say racist shit.
I like how you looked around like you were telling a black joke.
That's what I'm talking about, the looking
the
both
party
ways.
I performed that last Saturday, I walk in, I see all these old white men there who's from Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania, which is an area where there's not a lot of African-Americans at, and, you know, they live in this community, and, you know, and here I'm a black comedian performing for them.
But they picked you.
The agency picked me. They didn't pick me, per se. Yeah, so the agency picked me to perform for them. But because he thought I would do well with them. So
you showed him.
Well, they've tried regular stand-up comics, and that didn't work either. So
maybe comedy isn't the thing.
Maybe they need a dancer. Or
yeah,
something.
Let's get a stripper and call tonight.
Stripper, yeah, that's what they. Well, no women allowed. They have raccoon heads. But anyway,
they have raccoon. They have beavers. They're all in the same family. Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
The population of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is 65.4% white alone, 17% Hispanic or Latino, and 12% black or African American alone.
That's not nothing.
No.
That's a big drop.
Yeah. I mean,
that means that
it's a pretty,
that 12% black people probably live in the same neighborhood.
It's a pretty white community.
Yeah, it's a pretty white community. Yeah. Well, they made it clear to me when I was on stage that they were from a pretty white area. That wasn't a lot of black people. I made jokes about it.
And they were probably in the white section.
They agreed with the jokes that I was making about them being from Wilkes-Barre, because I didn't really know what Wilkes-Barre was until I started making jokes about it.
Is that how they say it, Wilkes-Barre?
I think that's...
Oh, okay.
Yes, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which is where the Mohegan Sun is near there. They asked me if I worked the Mohegan Sun.
Okay.
Mm. Scott Bruce's Mohegan Sun, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. All right, our final story before our break. Victoria's Secret's fashion show canceled. L Brands, which owns the Story lingerie company, announced the decision Thursday, saying it'll be moving on in order to evolve the messaging of the company. We will be communicating to customers, but nothing similar in magnitude to the fashion show, CFO Stuart Bergdorfer said on the earnings call with analysts. Fuck you. As the Post reported earlier this week, insiders have long predicted
hate crime.
Oh, it should be so hated. The demise of the show, particularly after catwalk staple Shanina Shake leaked the news to the Daily Telegraph in July. Unfortunately, the Victoria's Secret show won't be happening this year. It's something I'm not used to because every year around this time, I'm training like an angel. However, the company itself hadn't confirmed Shake's comments until today. It comes after years of frustrations over what some call an outdated beauty standard, including former angel Carly Kloss, who quit the gig in the name of feminism.
Oh, God.
The show, which has taken place annually around the time of year since 1995, used to be widely regarded for its cast of slender supermodels. Insiders told the Post that modeling in the show is once the ultimate achievement. Last year, Ed Razek, VS Victoria's Secret's former chief marketing officer, made offensive comments to Vogue.com, saying that there was no room for plus-size models on their runway, that he would not cast transgender models. And this summer, it was discovered that Leslie Wexner, CEO of L Brands, was a close friend of disgraced pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein used Wexner's link to Victoria's Secrets to recruit young women by promising them modeling jobs with the brand. Ultimately, with the brand's revenue declining quarter by quarter and changing societal ideas of what's sexy, Victoria's Secrets has been in trouble for quite some time. Bergdorfer also chalked the decision up to finances. Did we see specific material impact in terms of a short-term sales response to the airing of the fashion show? As a general matter, the answer to that is no. The brand did not specify whether the cancellation is temporary. I got to say, I never really paid attention to it.
I did.
I'm not glad it's gone.
I think people bitch too much.
Oh, I know people bitch too much.
Oh, yeah.
To me, this is different than a beauty pageant like Miss America. Miss America, Miss Universe, they try to pretend that there's something they're not. They ask these women questions.
It's a scholarship competition.
Right, but you never see an ugly chick on Miss USA. You never see a really fat chick on Victoria's Secret is just hot-looking bitches. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to pretend. They're not trying to pretend, and I can respect that.
Right.
You know, it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's exactly. A lingerie store, you know.
And I don't have a problem with a lingerie company saying, not for nothing. And they do have plus-size models, and they do have stuff for all-size bodies. But yeah. I don't have a problem with a lingerie company go, not for nothing. We think our product, which is really what we're trying to sell,
yes.
The whole looks best on this type of body type.
What is wrong with that? Why is that offensive?
I don't think it's offensive at all.
No. That's like going to Hooters and getting a job as a waitress there, and you have no tits.
Well, guys can be Hooters about...
There was some guy that sued to work at Hooters one time. Yeah. Why'd you even want to work there? Because he just wanted to sue. That's what it was. And in this country allows you to do stupid shit.
And I think it's bullshit that societal has changed the definition of what attractive is. No, people have always liked all sorts of people. Mm-hmm. But most Americans like a certain type of physical appearance on a man and certain type of... That's why Aquaman looked like fucking Aquaman. And that's why Victoria...
Baby.
Settle down. Don't let me get the fucking dry vac over there.
Jason Momoa.
I know, girl. It'll be okay. He'll be here next week.
He'll be here next week.
And that's why...
Get off of me. I'm not Jason.
I thought I was coming back next week. Okay.
No, Patricia won't allow it. And that's why Victoria's Secret models look like Victoria's Secret models.
Right.
Because and there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to be attracted to something and not think, this doesn't work for me. It's okay.
They're trying to sell lingerie. So yes. They want hot women in lingerie. They need people with breasts to fill out their bras because that's what they're selling.
Yes.
Duh. I don't expect to be up there prancing around with oversized wings.
There's a reason.
I know my lane.
There's a reason
but
why.
But they have women like you in porn and it's big sellers.
Like you. I think that was just another you people.
You white redheaded bitches. I heard it.
That's what I heard,
no,
too.
I'm serious.
I got triggered.
There's big girls in porn. And, sure. And it's a market for it. There's men.
It's a market for anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, if this was the Lane Bryant fashion show, you'd expect to see big girls.
So Lane Bryant should step up their game and have a fashion show.
I think, aren't they out of business?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they out of business?
No, they're not.
Oh, I think. Okay. Is that Dress Barn?
Dress Barn. Oh, the dearly departed Dress Barn. Damn, they had good work clothes.
It doesn't even fucking sound attractive.
I used to
go to the Trouser Barn. Trough. That's where I used to get my pants, the Trouser Trough.
It was the most ridiculous name, but they had great work
dress
clothes.
Barn.
But you think a heifer's walking in and out. It's so unflattering. Like, you don't think of attractive human beings leaving the Dress Barn.
Literal heifers.
You look at like,
cows.
Oh, you're like, oh, they just cut off the front of her house and this is her day out. That's what you picture with that. It's terrible.
That's why they call it barn.
Yeah, barn.
I know.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the word dress.
It's like
first we're going to put a metal can under you and milk you, and then we'll let you shop.
It's terrible.
It was a terrible name.
Yes.
That was a horrible name.
It was the worst name. Great, cheap clothes.
Yeah.
Very sad.
I think it's stupid that they canceled this thing.
I mean, listen, if it's not making money and it costs too much.
Yeah.
Is it a ratings thing?
Didn't get green. That's fine. But listen, what the guy said, he's going to get vilified for it. Listen, you know, we don't want heavy chicks modeling. I get why it's wrong. But it's fucking honest. He goes, do you know what we're selling? Listen, we have stuff for bigger women in our store. We just don't want to put it on the runway. Not everybody gets to play.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
And now it's probably a bad business decision. They probably should have some bigger angels in there.
Well, because
angels eat angel food cake. Boom, put it together.
You ever been to Victoria's Secret before?
Yeah, but not often.
Well, I go in and buy stuff for my girl, right?
For yourself.
Okay.
For yourself.
I have good cologne in there, too. No.
But for your balls.
Have you ever gone? I've never gone in there and seen a plus size woman.
No.
Usually.
Do you go to Victoria's Secrets?
We are herded out.
Go to the Dress Barn where you type belongs.
Yeah, Dress Barn, yeah. Or Walmart underwear section or something like that.
Yeah, no, they actually don't have as big a size range as
really?
He was stating. They really don't.
No, but it's not just all waifs.
No.
So what size does it go up to?
They have,
like 12, 14?
See, I don't shop in there, but I mean, I think... No, but they have plus sizes. It goes up to at least 16,
right, so
18.
Right, so that's not all skinny bitches.
No. Not at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. You just
that's
don't see them when they go in.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't get offended because I can't buy shit at the big and tall shop. It's not for me. I'm neither big nor tall.
Right.
It's okay. I'm not going to pick
so
at the store.
So big and tall had a fashion show? You wouldn't be outside picking in it, right?
No, I'd be
exactly.
with my dollar bills. Show me more of those huge men with big cocks.
That's my point.
But he's also not lined up trying out for the NBA either. It's like, know your lane. I'm not
my
that tall.
My lane is certainly not in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not
maybe,
that tall.
Maybe
springy.
A bowling lane. That might be my lane.
It's like baseball. Yes. Tall and springy? Not so much.
Springy,
you know?
Again, that's me.
Yeah, I don't know how springy you are.
I'll be a good baseball player.
Basketball players have to be springy. They have to be tall and springy. This is a job.
Well, if you're really tall, you don't have to be that springy. It's funny. The taller you are, the less springy you have to be.
True. Okay, but I'm just saying that these are things that you need. You need to have like endurance to be a marathon runner.
If you're a lingerie model, you have to be springy.
And then get with me, where your
perky.
Endurance will be tested.
If you're huffing and puffing after one block, like me, No, you're not a marathon runner. You just know your lane.
Just fucking see a bunch of ring-dings and Marlboro lights for the plus-size angels out the fucking ass. Get to the edge of the line. They take a fucking break before they march their fat asses back.
Yeah. Well, and what's wrong with this?
I mean, it's just stop. And like I said, I don't like beauty pageants. I think the whole Miss USA thing, Miss Universe, is completely outdated. Because they're lying.
Yeah.
They're lying about what they're pretending to be. When you're going to put some ugly bitches up there asking these answering these questions, okay, now you are really Miss New Jersey or whatever. It's more than just how you look in a swimsuit. And bring back the swimsuit. That's what this is about.
That's what it's really about. Nobody
took the swimsuit out?
Yeah.
Nobody cares what Miss North Dakota thinks about fucking immigration policy. Epstein, we don't give
Trump,
a shit.
And they can't actually articulate them anyway. Oh, no, see, if it was really a scholarship contest, it's like, get my delightful ass up there. I can answer those questions.
Yes.
But you know what? It's not about your bond.
No, it's about beauty.
Yeah.
It's about look.
Listen, ideally, we like hot bitches with fairly intelligence. Fairly, because depending on the guy, depends how much intelligence you really want.
There's a sliding scale there,
but
yes.
If you can't have both, then give us hot bitches over here and intelligent bitches over here. And we'll watch what we want to watch when we need to watch it. When it's time to turn on the news, I'm going to turn on the intelligent. Shut up there, sweet tits. I don't want to fucking hear you. You're yammering now. When I need 20 minutes of alone time, shut up there, you fucking brain. Look at that TNA over there. I can mold it. I know how to categorize.
You know
See,
what
I,
you want.
I pose with big women in my pictures after my shows, don't I?
Yeah.
What am I, your confirmation? Well, you're a brother. You like bigger chicks. That's the stereotype. Along with fried chicken and watermelon and big chicks.
And we
big
thought
things.
It was grape soda, and you put us right.
Let's be honest though. If you're going to go for big chicks, you need bigger dicks. I'm just saying because you know because. You're looking at me why. I'll
it
tell you.
It doesn't actually work that way. But
for certain positions, yes. If you're going to go from behind.
Oh, yeah. For certain positions,
that's
sure.
What I'm talking about.
Because there's a lot of booty to get
that's
around.
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
That's
right,
what,
yeah.
But I'm just saying. Otherwise, you know, then we got. There's a lot of spreading and maneuvering, you know.
Yeah, Devin, stay with the small chicks.
That's what I do. I stay in my lane,
stay
Kevin.
In your lane,
and I'm
man.
Not
stay in your bowling lane.
Listen, I've been with fat chicks. I know what positions work and don't work. I understand.
I just actually, I have to confess that I have seen some people on television, like really, really large people, and I'm like, and then she'll go, we're expecting, and I'm like, how? I just don't know how those things could get together, because it just seems like a lot in the way.
You
gotta
spread you're laying on your back, and you're spreading your legs, and the guy's on top. That's how it works, I'm assuming.
It looks like he would kill her. You know?
Well, wait.
I'm talking about like two really big people.
Oh, two really big people.
Two really big people. I don't understand how that happened.
I don't know. On the side.
Sideways.
As long as both people can lay down.
I don't know.
And go slowly, like Galapagos tortoises.
Can I just tell you, even being on top for a guy, you got to have a lot of upper body strength.
Sure.
You got to plank. You got to be able to plank.
Plank.
Yeah.
Plank.
Get fucking tired. Because then you're sweating on her and everything. And nobody wants, no chick, you know, wants to have her man plowing and then look at the left or right and see Mr. Wobbly Arms.
I have one position.
One?
Yes.
This is your retinue?
One.
And you're getting away with that?
Doggy style. That's it. Go to sleep. Good night.
Wow.
The best position ever.
Yeah, but, well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean,
you know,
why not doggy style when all animals do it that way? Why can't it be bear style?
Because dog's man's best friend, stupid.
Oh, yeah, cat style. Where every animal fucks that way is what I'm saying.
Cause
doggy style. Because
no woman wants to hear, baby, let's do a pig style. No woman
Sounds like a new bit, man. That's funny.
I bring funny to the. That's what I bring to the show.
Right.
I bring the funny.
And I bring smarts.
That is a good one. Write that fucking down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell you.
That's funny, dog. Instead of pig style. Bear style.
Bear style's two hairy gay guys.
Raccoon style. Oh.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That's gross.
So, all right. So
for you, maybe.
We've all agreed on a lot of things tonight.